Greetings. It's just been suggested that when I talk about relationships, I get very strong. So I was having a look at that, and that's true. And what I think that's been about is it's so essential for happiness is freedom. And it's one of the things that we embrace least. And so I've attempted to be strong, to try and get it through. But let's look in a different way. I love happiness. I love love. I love to see people happy, and I love to see them in love. I love it. It turns me on. It feels like that's our natural state. That yes, we may spend some time more with some people than others, but we're open to everybody all the time for whatever feels appropriate. And when we get into relationships, it seems like some primordial instinct takes over. We get afraid. We feel as though unless we hold on to this one person, our whole life will collapse and we'll never be happy again. And my experience is it's just the opposite. When you're not holding, then your beloved feels more free. And there's a natural feeling to be, want to be free and want to be with somebody who loves you enough to support you being free. So, take a look at your life. Take a look at your partner. Stop. Take a look. And how are you really feeling about them? Do you love them? Do you care for them? And if you do, wouldn't you support them for living the way they would like to live? And also, that same feeling that you feel for them, wouldn't it be wonderful if you felt it for you? You want to support yourself. You want to set yourself free. Disconnect from compromises. But don't think of the opposite. That's where the mind goes. Oh, we're together or we're not together. No, it might not be like that. In fact, let's say in the future, but it's not in the future because there's no time. It's happening now. Just imagine communities where people are caring and loving for each other. Let's say 120 people, 150 people living together, caring for each other, happy when they see each other, and even more happy when they see people with each other. And we can have that now, you know. I mean, we could start a communities like that, but even if you don't have a community, you can start gently taking a look at your life situation, how you are with your partner, is it still appropriate to be together? And if it is, how can it blossom? And I'll tell you, the basis has to be freedom, total, unconditional freedom to live your truth, even if it's a neurotic truth. It has to be expressed. It has to be allowed so you can see it more clearly. And if it's no longer appropriate, it'll fade away. But if you keep holding it in and attempting to hold it in your beloved, then it'll never go away. In fact, it'll get worse and worse. And it'll affect you on every level, including your health. So, what I'm suggesting is, take a look at your life situation. Sit down with your partner. And if you have difficulty sharing with your partner, Find some gentle, loving person that can be there as a third person to help you to communicate more easily and more lovingly with each other. And talk about your lives. What works? What doesn't work? What you would really like? What you no longer like? Open it all up. Expand it. And of course there is the risk that when you do that, it may no longer be appropriate for you to be together. But often you get closer and more loving and more caring. And even more importantly, more fun. Because you know, that is what life's about. It's about fun. Of course, different levels and types of fun, but it's about fun. It's about bliss, expansion. Together, where it's appropriate, in different ways, with different people. And then, in this freedom, when two people come together in this freedom, something forms that is so unusual, so rare, a deep, deep connection with each other, almost like one. And whenever the one person is enjoying, the other person enjoys their enjoying. And it becomes a delight. Now listen, your life can be this way. It can, absolutely, I promise you. And the key to that is becoming more aware, becoming more present of when you compromise, when you automatically stop something or cut something off in yourself or the other. So if you're not in bliss already, if your life isn't absolutely wonderful, experiment with this. And if you're living with somebody, stop, take a look, and let's do it differently. As I say, if it's difficult between you, find a third person, somebody who's loving and caring and gentle, and can help each of you to see where you keep getting stuck. And it's usually fear. It's usually feeling insecure or unknown or what's going to happen if. Well, if it's going to happen, it's going to happen anyway. So let's take a new look at life. Let's have an experiment. Softer, more gentle, more loving. With your partner and yourself.